If you hire a rock star to address a political meeting, you're probably not going for subtlety and nuance.
The whole world sucks, but America still sucks less. But with this administration, we are catching up.
That's Ted Nugent addressing the Sangamon County Republican Party's Lincoln Day dinner. The man behind songs like Cat Scratch Fever and Yank Me, Crank Me joined a list of past speakers, including former President George W. Bush and Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee. The idea that America is in decline has been a defining feature of Republican politics this year, and Nugent echoed that theme. He thanked the audience for being on his right-thinking side of the issues, but he criticized them for tolerating family, friends, co-workers, and even fellow Republicans, who are, as he says,
idiots. And you let them be idiots.
Nugent's concerts have become a forum to blast what he sees as wrong with the country, but he left his guitar at home this night. It raised a few eyebrows when one of the state's largest GOP organizations made him the keynote speaker for their annual Lincoln Day event. About 500 people have paid $100 each to hear Nugent talk.
Big deal. I'm not excited. What would excite me is if each and every one of you fixed 500 people each.
Witnessing for the faithful, Nugent the rock star becomes Ted the evangelist.
If you know friends that think gun control works, fix them. If you have friends that think the redistribution of income is a good thing, fix them.
Nugent is an avid hunter and gun enthusiast. Not surprisingly, he dwelled on the relatively strict gun laws in Illinois, and the fact that the state is the only one in which private citizens cannot carry concealed firearms.
Illinois is the poster child for what's wrong with America.
In addition to our gun laws, Nugent complained Illinois was responsible for giving America President Obama, among other notable people in history.
You got Al Capone, Frank Nitti, Blagojevich, John Wayne Gacy, Richard Speck, Richard Daley. You got Ryan. Are you kidding me?
Gangsters, serial killers, and Illinois politicians?
Well, that's probably a little farther than I would have gone. But there wasn't really too much that I disagreed with tonight.
State Representative Rich Brower is from Petersburg.
Typically, when Republicans speak, they speak with facts and figures. It's kind of boring. When Democrats speak, it's typically with emotion. So to hear a Republican come out and speaking with emotion on issues that I agreed with was very refreshing.
Nugent served up plenty of red meat for this conservative crowd, and it wasn't just elected officials who were impressed.
My name is Kathleen Alcorn, and I live in Springfield, Illinois.
Have you been a Republican a long time?
Yes, I have. Ever since I became educated and got a degree in political science, yes, from a very liberal school.
That would be Southern Illinois University, Carbondale.
I thought he was a great, entertaining speaker, much different from the usual blah-bitty-blah-blah that you hear every politician say over and over again.
At the end of the night, Nugent auctioned off a rifle for the GOP. A Savage 22 250 Model 110 with variable scope.
Well, that's a good varmint rifle. You got a lot of varmints in Illinois. I mean, are you kidding me?
Sangamon County Coroner Cinda Edwards won the rifle with a bid of $4,000. Nugent says it's for a good cause.
To get rid of the commies in the White House. Now you're talking.
And for Nugent, that's what it all comes down to. There's been a lot of talk that voters aren't happy with the Republican candidates running for president this year. Nugent does not seem to share those concerns.
We have some great men running for the Republican candidacy. All of them would be a giant upgrade, a monstrous upgrade over the current America-hating administration.
I'm Brian Mackey.